Well, we have somebody who's also part of our team on the line right now, and that's Emily Hay. Emily, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Foster. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Well, you know, son, I just got to ask you, Emily, that first year, first Christmas with the little Hayette, what was it like?
Aw, Cal, you're so sweet to ask. It was beyond any expectation I could have ever had. Thank you. It was wonderful.
So does she now have her own Facebook page with all her pictures on it?
No, we're keeping that baby's digital footprint very small.
Wise mother there. We're talking about Ainsley, her very first child, been in the studio here with us. Congratulations on that again. It was neat seeing Christmas through her eyes. Well, let's take a look at 2015 through your eyes as you're looking out at social media and talk about some of the social networks. What do you see happening there?
Sure, yeah, 2015 is here, and there's a couple things, there's three things that I see for 2015 happening. I've been reading up a lot about this, and it's same old. You start to hear that we'll experience the rise and fall of the social networks. So what does that mean? Well, people are getting so sick and tired of Facebook taking our information that there's a new social network out there called Ello, E-L-L-O. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard it in passing, yeah.
Yeah. So that one, it's still in beta, and it's something that they're saying they will never have advertising. They think that it's creepy to use personal information to sell to advertisers. So that could be, you know, the new rising social network of 2015.
Yeah, but it also sounds like the Achilles heel, you know, of why it may not succeed, because you would need revenue of some type. So would this be a paid for service or free, do you think?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. So they say that they feel their users will be willing to pay for various features as you get to use the social network.
Okay.
So that's one I think is interesting. And then Google Plus keeps coming to the front burner. Is it going to last? Is it going to fade away? And so far, a lot of people are thinking that maybe we don't need Google Plus in 2015.
Ooh, that was heresy to some Android users.
So in social media circles, are you saying, Emily, that we may be going to a trend where we will, quote, pay for privacy?
Well, again, if you're using a social network that sells, you know, your private information to advertisers and you want the opposite of that, I think you would be willing to pay for some various features. WhatsApp, we all know how successful WhatsApp is, and that costs a whopping $1 a year. So I think there's some value in paying for what you want.
And Gary, doesn't the premium version of LinkedIn offers you some of that same kind of security or privacy, I should say?
Sure, I know, and then many more features. And
you're paying, to your point, pay for a little
more.
Yeah,
you get more features, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, it's like every other app that's out there. You know, you can download a free app till you blue in the face, but it's like, okay, now we're going to give you advertising to pay for that app, or if you give us $5 for that app, we won't advertise to you.
Yeah,
so you're paying for privacy.
Yeah, we don't have to have advertising because you're paying us.
Exactly.
If you want it free, somebody's got to pay.
That's your second point, isn't it, Emily, about social advertising?
Sure, that's a perfect segue. So social advertising, it's definitely going to evolve and experience tremendous growth this year. The reason I say that is because, as we know on Facebook, less and less of our organic content or, you know, posts that we put on our pages, less of that gets out to our fans and friends. Therefore, we promote posts. We use Facebook ads. Well, if there's more demand for that, then obviously the cost of these ads can go up.
I wonder if that will work. I'm wondering if the piecemeal paying for these things is going to work, or an un-Facebook like Ello could make it happen. All right, third one you had down here was about videos and images.
Sure. So this year, as we've seen this past year of 2014, that videos and images in particular continue to dominate for social marketers. Instagram had a fantastic year in 2014. There's so many users. There's so many people that are jumping ship from Facebook and only using Instagram. So if marketers want to, they're planning on increasing their investment, they want to go image-based, they want to use video services, and Instagram offers all of that.
Well, remind me, who just bought Instagram? Was it Google?
Instagram was a Facebook acquisition.
Oh, a Facebook acquisition, that's right.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I had to think for a second.
Yeah, I did. Oh, that's right. That was the first $1 billion acquisition, I think, wasn't it? That they bought it for
Then WhatsApp was, you know, big, big bucks, and Instagram looked like it was a big
deal. Chump change.
A bargain.
After we all kind of went, how much money? It's become kind of chump change on it. So it's interesting. So a Facebook product is something
right.
That you're
so
say.
Instagram, you know, remember it has, of course, images. That's its main bread
right,
and butter.
Right,
but
right.
It has micro videos. So they're saying that folks are using Vine less. You know, do you need a separate micro video site when Instagram lets you post images and micro videos? So, and then we're seeing with YouTube, it's just giving marketers and users more opportunity to have longer content, you know, not just
yes.
a 15-second video.
Ed, you have also, you've always told us that that was the place to go to look for help with some of the problems that you run into.
Oh, right, yeah.
I love how-to videos, yeah.
Oh, absolutely awesome. Matter of fact, my daughter's iPhone, her battery was not doing quite as well, and I went there, saw a YouTube video on how to replace that battery. Even on that same video, I was able to click and order the battery itself and the tools with it.
Wow. Booming on YouTube. Emily, thank you so much for being with us and pointing out these things. We'll be having Emily in for some special programming as well, I'm sure, as we go on through 2015 to talk about some of these individual elements. Those predictions you'll be able to find on our homepage later on today as well. Emily, hey, have a very good 2015.